Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah Ledoux. The hit musical adaptation of Roald Dahl's Matilda is currently running on Broadway at the Schubert Theater. The show, which was first staged and is still running in London, features a book by Dennis Kelly and music and lyrics by Tim Minchin. Matilda is the story of an extraordinary young girl whose voracious reading habits help her to dream of a better life, as her current life is full of bullies and disregard for her well-being, starting from the very moment she's born, when her mother, Mrs. Wormwood, played by Leslie Margarita, declares,
"This is the worst day of my life!"
Leslie Margarita won an Olivier Award for her performance in Zorro the Musical in London's West End. Her national tour/regional credits include Kiss Me Kate, Showboat, and Man of La Mancha. Her portrayal of Mrs. Wormwood in Matilda is flashy, funny, and fully cruel. I spoke with her about the show in New York a few weeks ago. Leslie Margarita, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I am so excited to talk to you. Your number, Loud, in Matilda, when I saw the show, was immediately, I was like, oh, this is a car belting song for us car singers. Is it still so fun to do every night?
It's a blast. It's the hardest number I've ever done in my life, but it's so fun, especially when the audience gets going. And I love that it's a car belting song. I hear people say it's also a treadmill song for them, and I love it. No, it's still a blast every night.
How did you come to be in Matilda? What was the process by which you were cast?
It was a really long process. A friend of mine in London had seen the show and wrote me on Facebook and said, there's this role that you have to play. So I knew it was coming to New York, and I downloaded Loud and immediately said, I have to play this. I have to do it. So I called my agents, and I live in LA, and I said, no matter what, I have to audition for this. I'm going to fly myself out. So they got me the appointment. I went in. I went in about three times and then waited 6 months. Because they auditioned so early because the creative team was out here doing another show. So waited 6 months of just like, I kept saying, I have to do it. It has to be mine. It has to be mine. They kept saying, just wait a little longer, wait a little longer. And then finally, 6 months later, I found out I was going to come out and do it and was just dying. Like I had a picture on my wall of the Mrs. Wormwood in London. I was like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I basically just willed it to happen. But yeah, it was a really long process.
You have to, of course, work with kids in the show, mm-hmm. and you have to be very mean to them. Your character has to be very mean to them. Are they just good enough actors that you can be cool with them off stage and mean to them on stage and they're not scared of you, or do you have to sort of maintain a distance?
No, they love it. The more nasty I can be, they love it even more. I didn't know how I was going to react working with this many kids, but these kids are amazing, and they're regular kids. No, they love it. They know that it's fun, and you know, the second we're off stage, they're hugging you, and the Matildas all call me mom, and they love it. They think it's hysterical that Gabe, who plays Mr. Wormwood, that we're just so mean to them, because you know, it's not like it's a funny mean. Yeah. You know, these people are so stupid that you just can't help it. You know, they're not. I think if it was really serious, it would be hard to do for these little girls, but they love it.
You mentioned Gabe, who plays your husband in the show. Your chemistry and playing off of each other and dismissiveness of each other is so hilarious. How quickly did that come to the both of you?
I think we were so lucky because the minute we met... Okay, so here's the backstory. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge social media fan.
Yes.
So as soon as I heard Gabe Ebert was cast, I went online. Okay, he's not on Facebook. Weird. He's not on Twitter. Ugh, weird. And then I said, okay, this guy's not into social media, all right? I knew he was a very serious actor. Like, this is going to be his first musicale, really. And then we met, and he is completely opposite of me. Hates social media, plays the ukulele. He's like a hipster. And I'm very blingy and loud, duh. And but for some reason, we just immediately clicked. I mean, he's giant, I'm sure. It was just like this kind of Miss Piggy and Kermit thing that we had going on that I got so lucky that he, you know, he's become such a good friend of mine. And it honestly feels like when he's not there, a part of me is missing, because it's just, it's a joint performance. And I just, we lucked out that we were really good friends. And I think that just translates to also being dismissive on stage. You don't take it personally. You just know, you know, what the other person's going to do. But I definitely lucked out with that one. But it was pretty immediate. We didn't know what we were going to bring to these characters. And the creative team, because it had been done already in London, we thought maybe they were going to make us do what the people in London had done. But they were completely open. They didn't want us to look up video or anything from London, you know, make it our own. So Gabe and I were kind of on our own for a bit, which I think we just built it together. And yeah, really lucky. He's a great guy.
I hadn't thought about that Kermit Miss Piggy thing, but it's even sort of represented in your costumes.
Completely. And I'm I don't know, I pretty early on, I'm a big Muppet fan. And so I tend to like, when I do roles, I tend to go, well, this is a Miss Piggy, or this is a, you know, and it was just, because he's so like skinny and he's all green and right. I've got that blonde, it just worked. And that was what we, early on, were like, we're Muppets. And this is absolutely like Miss Piggy and Kermit. So it just kind of worked out that way. And now people send us Miss Piggy and Kermit things, mm-hmm. Which is very cute. Yeah.
People can start using that as their, in their like, what's in your character's wallet and which Muppet are you? There are four different actresses, young actresses, playing Matilda. Is the show different each night based on which one is in the role?
Absolutely. We actually have four brand new girls that have gone in December and January. We had the four original girls, and then they left, and we got four new girls. But it's completely different every night. And that's the beauty of it, is these girls are so different in their portrayal, and it keeps it fresh for us. And you kind of know, you know, after you've done it for a few months with the girls, you kind of know each one's pattern. But they also, as they get older, and they're just growing as actors as well. So you see them change, their performances change, and it's really, really interesting. But I tell people to try, and if you want to see the show again, hopefully you'll get a different Matilda. You know, it just is different. It's very cool. And again, the creative team does not make these, they don't make the girls conform to one thing. They let them kind of be their own Matilda, which is amazing. And they're 10 years old. You know, they're 10 and 11. And this role is massive. And the language that they're using is not typical for a child to be singing the lyrics on, you know, on a stage. It's really something special.
It's really dramatic and sad and serious in places.
Completely. And I'm just in awe of these girls all the time, I think. And then to come off stage and the great thing about these girls is they'll be on an iPhone, you know, 2 seconds before going on stage, and then hand it to their childminder and then go on and be so emotive. And I think that's just being a kid. You have no fear. You have no hang-ups. You just do what you do. And they're fearless, each one of them.
So you mentioned your social media. I follow you on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, I don't have to follow you.
You had a minor injury recently and had to miss a few shows. What happened?
I don't like to miss shows at all. So it's rare when I do. And I had just been on vacation. I took my first vacation. I do in the show a jump split. And so what happened is, and first let me preface this by saying our crew takes immaculate care of our stage. However, something happened that night where we have these squares on the stage and they're all wooden. Well, I did a jump split, slammed my body down, and a piece of wood from one of the squares speared the back of my leg.
Oh, no.
So I finished the number with a piece of wood in my leg sticking out. It was small. You know, it felt like it was a foot long, but it was about 2-3 inches long, big splinter.
It's big enough.
It's big enough. So I came off stage, and my dance partner, Philip, calmed me down, sat me on the stairs, cut my tights, and then pulled out this splinter It was the weirdest. Yeah, so then I couldn't finish the show. They sent me to the emergency room. And that was my big war wound. I kept calling myself Miss Puncture Wound 14 because it really was just such a fluke. Never happens. And I had already done 300 shows by then. It was just, you know, the weirdest thing. But those are the things that you don't think about, that a piece of wood will take you down for a week. And it was just, you know, a 2-inch piece of wood. I was like, well, great. That's now I'm out for a week.
And the understudy was there to finish the show that night?
Yeah, she's in the show. Okay. She's in the ensemble. Okay. So I came off limping. And that's happened a couple of times. We also had a complete stomach flu plague that went around. And I did the first scene and came off stage and said, please get the understudy ready, and then went off stage and barfed. It just, you know, things like that happen. So they're ready in moment's notice, and as soon as they saw Philip pull out the huge sliver, they were getting her ready already.
Does she have her own wig, or do they have to, like, yank it off of your head and throw it on her?
They have their own set of costumes and wig and everything. Yeah, it's and for me especially, it's not an easy wig and costume to get into. So they did it as fast as they could to get her on.
A huge percentage of your followers on social media, I would anticipate, are Matilda fans now. So you must just be getting barraged with questions and comments from people who've seen the show and love it, because it's such a hit and people are going back and seeing it again and again and again.
I love it. You know, again, like I love Twitter because you get that immediate reaction from people and a huge amount of fans. And they're young, too. They're teens, mm-hmm. which I didn't expect. But they love it. There's something about it that I think really resonates with them, especially. And the best thing is I'm getting a lot of teens that are going through stuff at their schools or being bullied or just not fitting in. And Matilda's such that story of a kid being bullied and not fitting in and then triumphing at the end. And so I feel like maybe that is what is resonating with them so much. I didn't know why they would love my character, but it's been really cool. I think that's been the most exciting aspect for me is the social media, just hearing. And you know, they are coming back and again and again. And then I get to meet them at the stage door. They're like, you favorited my tweet. And, you know, it's really cool. I think that's just, it's my favorite thing. Yeah.
How long do you get to stay with the show, or do you know that right now?
I do. I just signed another year.
Cool.
So I am there until March of 2015. Yeah. I love it. I'm not tired of it. And I think it's just the most special show. So I'm really happy to stay. I didn't want to leave. I wasn't done with Mrs. Wormwood yet. So.
Even with this winter when you're based in California.
I know. It's just, I love the snow. It's the slush. But I live in town so I can walk, which is great. My dog may think differently. My husband brought him out, and in the beginning he wasn't feeling New York too much. But then about a month it took him, and he was like, he loves it now, loves the park and loves the snow. So, he's happy to stay. And everyone tells me that this is the worst winter in years. And I was here last winter, and it wasn't like this at all. But if I think I can get through it, and I'm learning. learning that I'll always look like a drowned rat no matter where I go. It's fine.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been awesome talking to you.
Oh, thank you. And now I'm going to follow you. So,
Leslie Margarita plays Mrs. Wormwood in Matilda the Musical at the Schubert Theater in New York City.
The less you have to sell, the harder you set it. The less you have to say, the louder you yell it. The dumber the act, the bigger the confession. The less you have to show, the louder you dress it.
I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.